to be comforted. Let them sit on your floor. That's what the email said. Okay.
Okay. All right, so I'm here talking with Justin Cainge today about his journalism courses and recruiting for classes. So, Justin, what publications do you advise, and how long have you been advising for?
I advise Pilot Publications, which is our basically monthly newspaper at Lindbergh, and our broadcast, which is semi-regular, but mostly once a month, like a broadcast show.
And then about how many students do you have in your program?
Well, as you know, like journalism program, we talk about the program as like all three classes, yearbook, pilot, and broadcast. So in total, there's usually about 75 kids. It just fluctuates, though. It's really hit or miss. Like this year, I don't have a broadcast class second semester, but we have some kids on retention that we keep in broadcast. I'm sorry, that we keep in pilot or yearbook just to kind of keep them active and keep them regularly producing content.
So about how many kids do you have to recruit each year?
Recruiting can be difficult because, well, we've learned to be proactive is the best solution to recruiting. So to answer your question, we probably have to recruit at least for all the seniors we lose. It fluctuates, but I would say at least 25% of our staff leaves every year. So I was definitely hoping to recruit about 25 kids for newspaper next year.
What are some things that you do to recruit students into your classes?
Well, as you know, I mean, we definitely did a number of things this year. Their effectiveness is hard to measure. It's almost like advertising in general. But we did, we created a brochure, and we created a promotional video, and we talked to lower level students. So we go to the eighth grades, well, you did. And we get the word out about our program for incoming students. One thing that we had in previous years was a curriculum night that we did. We were not afforded this year for various reasons, but that serves as a pretty good tool for, you know, getting the word out to kids that'll be incoming freshmen. And generally, you know, when parents and or students learn of the facility, as well as like the curriculum, air quotes, of the class, it sparks a lot of interest because I think we afford a totally different experience than 95% of classrooms at Lindbergh.
And then last question, what are some traits that you look for in potential journalism students?
Potential traits, that's a great question because I always go back and forth on like what kind of kid do I really want. I really want kids that are self-sufficient and self-motivated. That's the easiest answer because it's easier, quite frankly, to have kids that are going to be more likely to solve problems on their own and be less needy. So self-sufficient and then also sociable, I think are great traits because we're encouraging them to, of course, get out of their comfort zone and meet new kids and interview strangers and find sources. So that is definitely a key component in being comfortable with what they're tasked with.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
You're welcome.